Now we have Dr. John B. Back. Somehow we vaporized you here. Welcome to the new year. Doc, good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. Good to talk to you.
All right, you back in state? You out of state? Where are you at right
now? Oh, I am. I'm back in the winter wonderland.
You want to go back to Miami, don't you? Probably any minute right now. This is the kind of day that will drive you to South Beach, and literally you'll want to drive yourself. You know, Doc, you are a spiritual guy, I know, and you read the Bible. There's a quote in the Bible that has been paraphrased here to great fame by the head coach of Michigan State football, and that's Mark D'Antonio. And the quote, yes. The quote is, as he says, is, "Pride cometh before the fall." Well, that combines the whole scripture, which is, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." So that says, and that's the Bible warning against pride. That's pride talking to you. There's a lot of inferences to pride, but you tell me that that's not always a bad thing, pride. There's good and bad sides to this.
I think there's a good and a bad side. I think that when a person is prideful and lords it over other people and feels better than other people and is haughty, that's really negative pride, okay?
Uh-huh.
And Sophocles, the old Greek, said that the tyrant is the child of pride. Now, positive pride is when you take really... you really enjoy something you've accomplished. You've worked hard. You've achieved something. You can do it as a team. It can be a sporting team. It could be like a Michigan State or a local district, young kids, whatever it might be. Or it can be just something you've done. You've redone your kitchen. You've painted a room. You've done a major task at work. You've done something to make your spouse or your children or friends or your church group, whoever it might be, happy. So that's something you take pride in. And I think that sometimes we confuse good pride and bad pride, because if your parents were like mine, you know, my dad always said to me, do your best, okay, and enjoy mm-hmm. the pride with what you accomplish. It belongs to you, and I think that was a positive thing. Now, again, when we think of the prideful, we think of the negative, we think of that. That is definitely a very negative use. But I think if we don't really appreciate what we do, take some ownership for what we do, then I think that we don't have pride in what we're doing, and we kind of slough off and don't try to do good work. So when I talk to people, often people will say they feel bad. You know, they feel they have too much pride. And I say, well, pride, are you hurting others? And they'll mm-hmm. say no. And I'll say, are you achieving and trying to do a good job? And they say yes. And I say, good. I said, take credit for that. There can be a thing called scrupulosity where you really have trouble taking credit for anything. So if you work hard and you achieve, then I think it's something to be proud of. Like, I'd be very proud of your TV and your radio career as an example. I know you've done work with the government and many other things, but those are things that you can take pride in, the way you prepare to meet with people, the talking with people, the way you get ready. And if I can pay you a compliment, Dave, I'm always amazed how any time we talk about a segment that you've actually done work. You've gone and you've looked it over, you've thought about it, you don't just ask questions. And I think that is a compliment to you. I think you can be pride in it. Now, if you said, well, I don't like any other radio and TV commentators, they're not any good, ha, 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 then I'd say that would be...
No, in fact, quite the opposite. I've learned who to try to imitate, and I would say, take tips from over the years. So, I mean, there's people that but I appreciate what you said. It's very nice of you, by the way, and unsolicited as well. I hear the point, the greater point you're trying to make, and that difference between positive pride, negative pride. I mean, I have, I always wanted, everybody wants, I think, deep down, they want the approval of their parents. If you're a young boy growing up near I did, you wanted approval of your father, whether it was on the sporting field, whether it was in the classroom, whether it was in dealings with other people. And you could see when you got it, it wasn't always something spoken, but you could see when he was, probably you scored a goal, you looked up and there he was, and you could just see the look on his face, and he's feeling good. But I bet that's a father's pride and a son's achievement, or a daughter's achievement, as I have right now. And I think that can be very positive. If that doesn't go too far, it's the kind of thing that builds, it just deepens a bond between people, don't you think?
I really do, and I think it's kind of the line you draw. You know, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, pride ruined the angels, and Benjamin Franklin said, pride is said to be the last vice the good man gets clear of. Okay, well,
that's not bad.
I think what happens is arrogance comes out of sometimes achievement when we do things, but as long as we don't forget to whom much is given, much is expected. Another one of my mother's quotes to me, always saying, you know, if you have skill sets, you have abilities, develop them. God gave them to you, and your role in life is to really try to develop them and help others. Don't be prideful and feel you're better than others and think that you can lord it over them. And I think if we try to have a positive sense and pride of what we achieve and what we do, we can make ourselves better, those around us better. We can really make a better world. But if we decide that we're going to be a tyrant and mock other people and claim they don't have my ability and this type of thing, then I think that then it becomes a negative.
Right.
So I think what we have to do is Aristotle's old summum bonum, you know, the golden mean, you know, just keep things in perspective, and then I think we help others and we help ourselves. But I really think it's very important to have pride in what you do and what you achieve.
All right, you just mentioned an ancient Greek. I'm going to throw an ancient Roman at you, okay?
I think
we could all do to be riding our chariot daily, and like when the general would come back, leave his army at the gates of Rome, he'd come in on, you know, they'd hold a triumph, he'd come in on a chariot, they'd have the soothsayer next to him saying, look at all these laurels, but remember, you're just a man. All of this is fleeting. It's all but vanity. You're just a guy. You're not a god. And just remind, there was somebody actually in his ear reminding him, that seems very, very prescient and ahead of its time.
Well, it sure does. I'm sure that many of the Caesars didn't listen to that food.
No, they didn't. No, they should have listened a little bit better, because the history with them was something else. Of course, Dr. John Braccio, our guest here with Psychologically Speaking, Regional Psychological Services. The podcasts are all there at drjohnb.com. This will be there and archived very shortly. All right, watch out for the snow today. Be careful out there. I take pride in being able to join you again in 7 days hence, and we want to be sure that we do that, okay?
Very good, my friend. Look forward to talking to you.
All right, more coming up here. Glad we finally connected there this morning as well. More ahead on the Morning Wake Up. Don't go away. We're going to head down to the auto show and to see how things are going at Cobo Center in Detroit. This is 1320 WILS.